work was performed at the Engineer Research and Development Center in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and it's a part of the bigger project where we wanted to look at the facilitated transport of explosives. And why would you think we'll have facilitated transport of explosives? Well, small particles have the highest ability to absorb many different contaminants. And these small particles also exhibit colloidal behavior, so they, at the right condition, they can be potentially mobile. The explosives we were interested in, the most common ones are 2,4,6 trinitrotoluene, or TNT, and hexahydratrinitrotriazine, or RDX. And TNT is nitroaromatic compound, while RDX is a triazine, is a heterocycle. Both of these compounds are non-ionic, but they're slightly polar. So according to KOWs, you're not going to get a whole lot of absorption to the organic matter. But they have been shown, for the TNT, it's been shown that it can react with the organic matter through covalent bonding. And for also for TNT, there have been studies that looked at the absorption to the clays, and the benzene ring in the TNT can participate in pi bonding with the surfaces of the clays. So the objective of this study to identify soil components that can potentially help it participate in the facilitated transport of explosives. To do that, we defined partition coefficients for the soils and for soil fractions, and then compared these partition coefficients normalized to organic carbon and extractable iron. We tried to select soil that would be as different as possible. We wanted to do a scoping study to be able to tell if we do see or no, we do not see any facilitated transport. So we included soils such as Bendale. This is a sandy soil, alto soil from Mississippi, from DeSoto National Forest. Caitlin is the soil from Illinois. This is molly soil, high organic matter soil, and it's formed in the prairie. Kenner Mac was collected in Louisiana, and it's organic soil. You can see also that the some of the properties, we wanted the organic carbon to be as different as possible. CC is quite different too. Different forms of iron, oxalate extractable and dicyanide extractable. Concentrations are also different between the soils. First thing we did, we fractionated these soils. We removed water dispersible clay, or WDC. Fraction less than 2 micrometers in diameter, and we did this by repeated suspension in the DI water and sedimentation. If you look here, this is for the Bendale, the sandy soil. You can see here how the clay fraction on top is enriched in iron if you compare to the sand on the bottom. So we're seeing that some of the more reactive fractions of the soils are being accumulated in the clay fraction, which we removed. And we removed about 7% to 12%, depending on the soil, of water dispersible clay. After we removed the clay, we treated it to remove different fractions, reactive fractions, in the size fraction of the clay. So we started the first treatment with WDC. Then we had peroxide treatment to remove organic carbon, organic matter. For both of those fractions, we removed amorphous iron and aluminum through oxalate treatment. And why we did that is because there has been some studies that showed correlations between TNT absorption and the concentration of oxalate extractable iron. We also had a treatment where we removed iron through dicyanide treatment. And the reason we did that, it is a more complete extraction. And we wanted to be able to strip down the surfaces of phyllosilicates in order to see absorption by those surfaces. Then we dried those fractions, freeze-dried them, and used them in batch partitioning. When we did batch partitioning studies, we used 1, 2.5, 5, 7.5, and 10 micrograms per milliliter solutions of TNT and RDX separately. We had C14 tracers, so we determined concentrations using scintillation counting. We had a 10 millimole per liter calcium chloride background for experiments. And in our preliminary studies of kinetics, we found the 24-hour equilibration would be enough for most of the cases, so we used them for all the experiments. We did these batch studies for whole soils, for water dispersible clay and treated fractions of this water dispersible clay. We did 3 reps for the soils and did 2 reps for the clays because we didn't have a whole lot. This is the result of the analysis of the clays after they've been treated. You can see that we remove, well, first, all of those were enriched compared in carbon and iron, and they had higher CC than our original soils, which you would expect because we removed a smaller fraction. But when we treated them, we removed some between 3, we decreased concentration of carbon between 3 and 5 times by treatment. With peroxide, we decreased iron content in both treatments, and dicyanide treatment as expected was more thorough in removing iron. CC was also decreased by our treatment. What was interesting, we determined surface area, the external surface area by nitrogen adsorption. And what we found out, if we had organic matter there, we usually had smaller surface area. So I guess it balanced clay together. These are results for the whole soils unfractionated. We're looking here, TNT and RDX. In red is the organic soil, max soil, and I plotted them on a different scale because the adsorption was much higher. So we have linear adsorption for the RDX, for Bendale sandy soil, then Catlin silt loam, high organic matter but mineral soil, and then organic soil. And we had almost an order of magnitude increase here between the soils. If you look at the TNT, the sorption was nonlinear, and we used Frohnlich isotherm to describe it. And again, we see about an order of magnitude increase between sandy low organic matter soil, then high organic matter mineral soil, and organic soil. And this is the results for what we found for the fractionated water dispersible clay. And between the soils, they behave similarly. So we presented for one soil for RDX and one soil for TNT, but other soils behave the same. We'll start with RDX, and this is the max soil, high organic matter soil, so we have high sorption here. But if we look here for water dispersible clay, our original fraction in blue, so we have the highest sorption in our whole fraction. Then if we remove organic matter, these 3 fractions, you can see them here, it decreased sorption considerably, and whether we removed iron or not didn't really affect anything. So we confirm an effect of organic matter here, but no effect of iron, and probably no effect of clay because we don't see difference. If we strip iron, we see more clay, but we have no difference in adsorption. What was interesting here in the red is water dispersible clay, which had oxalate treatments and removed amorphous iron and aluminum. What you can see here is decrease in sorption. What we think that is happening is because RDX sorbs mostly by nonpolar interactions with organic matter. If we strip iron from there, we increase the polarity of the surfaces of organic matter, so we make it less comfortable for RDX to get on. Now if we look at the TNT, we have a little different pattern. This is our original treatment, water dispersible clay. If we remove organic matter, and this is this treatment, we drop the adsorption, so we see effect of organic matter. What's interesting, if we remove from this fraction, we remove iron, and it doesn't matter if it's oxalate extractable or dicyanide extractable, we have increased adsorption. So it means that our clay surfaces which become exposed are absorbing TNT. We had opposite effect here for the TNT from oxalate extraction of the organic matter containing fraction. We see increase of adsorption, and this is probably to do the reactions of the TNT in organic matter with actually polar groups, unlike the RDX. It's been shown by Thorne that it can enter into covalent bonding when TNT is reduced on the surfaces, it became, instead of nitro, and get amino groups, and amino groups can react with OH and COH groups on the on the organic matter surfaces. The data was shown before for 3 soils, we normalized it here by organic carbon content. And what we see for TNT is that for all three soils, the highest absorption we see in the treatment 3 and 3 is the one where we had clay surfaces exposed. So here we again see the confirmation that these clay surfaces are participating in adsorption. We saw differences between the soils as well, and we were hoping when we looked for the soils, we tried to find soils with different mineralogies. But when we analyzed these, they all came up as mixed, and so it's hard for us to justify here why one is lower than another. So the results of this study, we identified components that can potentially affect absorption and movement of explosives. So organic matter is the most important probably for both TNT and RDX. Phyllosilicate clays have been shown to be important for TNT, and iron oxide seem to be interfering actually with absorption of the TNT. I would like to thank several people who helped me. I am very grateful for Dr. Gambrell at LSU, who helped arrange for us to get the MAC soil. I also very grateful to Heidi Howard at the Engineering Research and Development Center Sorrel in Illinois. She was actually kind enough to go and collect soil for us, and I also used some of the soil that Cindy Price collected in Mississippi. And I wanted to thank Dr. Mark Chappell from Engineering Research and Development Center Environmental Lab in Vicksburg, who helped me with the X-ray diffraction analysis. And that's it. Can I mention something else? Tomorrow we'll have a presentation about facilitated transport.
Do we have any questions for Katrina?
Yes.
Do you have any reduction of TNT in these systems?
Reduction? Mm-hmm. Most likely, yes. If we see reactions with organic matter, it's most likely reduction, yes. That is part of the reason we're using tracer, because TNT changes very fast, and so to be able to see it at all, you often have to use tracers. Yes?
Did you say there's organic matter involves a reduction?
Yes, it seems there is an organic matter catalyzed reduction where when TNT gets to the organic matter, the nitro groups become reduced to amino groups, and then these amino groups are reacting with the organic matter, and then they're covalently bound, and it can be extracted after that.
So the TNT is reduced? And
yes.
So oxidized?
Well, I do not believe that this organic matter is oxidized, but there's always a source of electrons in the system. Well, I guess think of it for electrons.